All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us at that same number. I'm just talking about Sarah Palin, you know, the retreaded Sarah Palin, who disappeared for a long time. Clearly had a lot of issues inside of her family. And it wasn't, you know, this brilliant person that they made her, the conservatives made her out to be, and somebody who they thought had the capabilities of eventually maybe becoming the president of the United States. That Sarah Palin, who there are more jokes, probably more jokes were created by comedians during Sarah Palin's time in the public eye than ever in the history of the nation. That's the kind of person she was and is. And you have to ask the question, what's different about her today? And why would somebody dare put a microphone in front of her face and expect to get something of substance to come out? Well, certainly it's not going to be substance when you are challenging the academic credentials of a woman who is almost unmatched by her peers and others academically and the time that she spent in different courts across this nation. She is more than qualified. And you know how I know that? Because she's been able to reach those levels, federal levels as of the judiciary, by Republicans who had to say yay to her all across the board for all of those different years and all those different seats that she's held those positions. But yet, as brilliant as Sarah Palin is, she had this to say the other day. "I don't think she is right for the Supreme Court," said Palin. "I don't think she's right for the Supreme Court." Well, you know, the question should be, well, why, Ms. Palin? Palin, who is currently a congressional, is in a congressional bid for the seat vacated by late Representative Don Young of Alaska. She did not have the most basic fundamental answers to the most basic fundamental questions being posed to her from those on the Hill. And it kind of shocked me that she seemed so ill-prepared, really, to be able to answer a simple question. A simple question like, what's a woman? Okay, Sarah Palin, I'd have to ask the question, you know. I've got some ideas on what my definition of what a woman is. But I have to ask the question first before I answer that. If I'm at the Congress and I am being, you know, looked at as a United States Supreme Court justice, I'm kind of taken aback that somebody could ask such an ignorant, simple question. What's a woman? Hey. You're trying to. I'm looking to become a United States Supreme Court justice. I'm so educated. I'm one of the most educated people that there is who are on the court right now. So why would you ask me an ignorant question like what's a woman, and somehow expect me to go down to that level and answer that? I mean, come on. That was a foolhardy question to be asked and wasn't worthy of an answer. Let me ask the woman. Sam, what's a woman? Now listen, in the context of a Supreme Court, seat is weighing in the balance. Are you expecting somebody to ask you, what's a woman? Is that the best question they can come up with?
God, no. I don't know what a woman is.
I know. and you're a woman.
And I am one. I do identify as one. So, I don't know.
So you want me to somehow be able to answer an idiotic question like that? Well, Sarah Palin would have certainly answered it, and here's what Sarah Palin had to say. Our first, second, third graders can answer that one. And that took me aback. Well, Sarah Palin, really? Really? First, second, and third graders can answer? What's a woman? And this woman who's going to become the Supreme Court Justice, her answer would have been so complex and complicated based on her educational prowess that the moronic person who asked the question wouldn't have been able to even comprehend it. But, oh, Sarah, you did. You understood it. Because you said a first, second, and third grader could certainly answer that question. But that's what you get when you are asking a person like Sarah Palin to engage in some real intellectual dialogue. Here's what else she had to say. I think it's unfortunate that Joe Biden came right out of the chute saying he was going to base his pick on race and on gender. And you know, that brings back the moment towards freedom and true equality so far back. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was that written wrong? Was that a misprint? Or is that what? But knowing Sarah Palin, that's what she said. They didn't correct it. They printed what she said. Let me say that again. I think it's unfortunate that Joe Biden came right out of the chute saying he was going to base his pick on race and on gender, continued Palin. And you know, that brings back the moment towards freedom and true equality so far back. And you know, it's pretty insulting that he pretty much just decided to create those parameters. What?
Let's just put another white old man in there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And she was could have possibly became the vice president under John McCain, Senator John McCain. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.